Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we obviously need to focus on the US labor market. A huge amount of labor market data released last week, including the overall labor market report for the month of January. So I think it might be worthwhile to go through some of that data. And then the second topic, I think, is just a general update on the various executive orders out of President Trump and his administration. Obviously, the targeting of South Africa is unhelpful at this stage, but maybe a quick chat around some of those issues. I'm not going to get into the South Africa specific issue. I think that quickly gets into South African politics and it gets messy. But overall, I think it's useful to have a look at where Trump is in terms of particularly the tariff war. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released the monthly employment report at the end of last week, updating us on developments as at the end of January of this year. And in terms of that report, the U.S. added 143,000 jobs in the month. That was less than expected. The market was anticipating job gains of 175,000, so a fair bit below expectations. I think to counter that a bit, the previous 2 months, that data was revised up by 100,000 jobs. So on balance, you would say the labor market still adding a significant number of people. And in terms of the unemployment rate, that actually moved lower. The unemployment rate now sits at 4%. The previous month, it was up at 4.1%. So you would say that that's a move in the right direction, signaling that the US labor market remains incredibly strong. There are other indicators of strength. If we look at the weekly jobless claims, those numbers came out on Thursday. Those numbers still look very low, suggesting that companies are not resorting to widespread layoffs or cutting staff. If we look at the job openings, the number did slow, but it still sits close to 8 million job openings, which is very high by international standards. The areas that I think will create a bit of a concern, certainly for the Federal Reserve, is the fact that wage growth accelerated during the month. Wage growth went up by 0.5%, and on a year-on-year basis, wages are growing by 4.1%. Now, that is good relative to inflation in the sense that many households now end up with a lot more real income growth, and obviously they're able to spend that money in terms of boosting the US economy. So there is a positive element to the strength of the wage growth. But if you are in the Federal Reserve and you're worried about getting inflation down to 2%, then clearly wage growth of 4% is unhelpful. And so what this is going to mean is the Federal Reserve is simply going to adopt a cautious approach to interest rates and look to keep interest rates on hold for the foreseeable future. That view is accentuated by Trump's tariff discussions, and obviously any widespread increase in tariffs would also equally encourage the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates on hold. So a solid labor market report, nothing to suggest any weakness within the data. It does speak to ongoing US economic strength, but I guess the downside is it makes the job of the Federal Reserve a lot more difficult, and therefore I think they're likely to keep interest rates on hold in the short term while they gauge what sort of impact Trump will have on tariffs and the longer term inflation projections for the US. Second topic for discussion is Trump's executive orders, or what's called presidential actions. I think he's up at 95 presidential actions since he was inaugurated. So he remains extremely busy and continues to sign these executive orders. And we're trying to, on an ongoing basis, gauge what that means for the US economy and for the investment world. Now, clearly within that array of executive orders, there are areas that matter a lot more to financial markets, and I would argue that that relates mostly to anything to do with tariffs. If Trump were to enact a global tariff war, there's no doubt that that would push up inflation around the world, disrupt supply, and lead to weaker economic growth. So not a great outcome for anybody, and I don't believe anybody wins a global trade war. So we follow that information very carefully. Obviously, Trump has backed off from implementing the 25% duties against Canada and Mexico for a month. But even with that, over the weekend, he was saying that he's looking to impose 25% duties on all steel and aluminium imports into the US, no matter where they come from. Now, a significant portion of that does arrive from Canada. And so you can understand that Canada's not particularly happy. They thought they had an agreement that would last at least a month. And now Trump is looking to implement tariffs on imported steel at 25%. And clearly that would be very disruptive, both to the production or the competitiveness of US manufacturing, but also to price pressure within the system. So I guess that we'll have to wait and see whether Trump actually formalizes those tariff announcements and makes them more substantive, and then see how various countries react to that. From our perspective, if there were to be an escalation of tariffs around the world, then that is definitely harmful for world growth. The truth is that there's a very strong relationship between global trade and global economic growth. That relationship sits at about 75-80% correlation. In other words, if you weaken global trade significantly, you will weaken global growth. And if global growth slows, very few countries can really survive that unscathed, including the United States. The United States obviously has the benefit that it's not a particularly open economy. In other words, imports and exports represent a fairly small share of their total economic activity, but nevertheless, they would still be negatively impacted. Part of the tariff and the discussions on these executive orders is obviously now focused on South Africa. And from my perspective, both parties have handled this extremely badly. I think Trump is guilty of generalizing in terms of his utterances on South Africa, but equally, South Africa has been incredibly defensive and perhaps not really, I think, adopting the correct response. And there is a risk that this escalates further and becomes quite personal between individuals in South Africa and the Trump administration. Already there is something of a Twitter war between Musk and Malema, and I think that doesn't help in terms of escalating the tensions. I hope that South African delegation goes to the US fairly quickly and tries to find some sort of middle ground, some sort of solution. It's not that this is particularly or devastating for South Africa, but it is in an environment where you're struggling to grow at 1%, it's unhelpful. It puts South Africa in a bad light. It obviously moves sentiment against South Africa. And if I look at foreign buying of South African equities, those have been net sellers for the last 20 months up until the end of December. And what we can't afford is a constant outflow of foreign investment from South Africa. So I certainly hope this can be resolved adequately within the next couple of weeks. And obviously, there is the real risk that Trump's actions escalate to stop our access to the AGOA agreement, the preferential trade access to the United States. Now, AGOA is not a massive part of our export base. We would certainly do okay if that were to be withdrawn, but again, it's at the margin. It certainly puts a damper on some of the key sectors in South Africa that export, particularly fruit or agriculture, the motor industry. There's some specific industries that benefit proportionately more from AGOA, but overall, it would be unhelpful if we found our trade coming under some pressure, no matter where it goes. So, again, I hope that there can be some negotiation to salvage AGOA. AGOA at the moment is scheduled to end at the end of September this year, and at this stage, you wouldn't bank on that agreement being renewed. I don't think it gets scrapped for all of Africa, but at this stage, South Africa would not be in a favorable position to continue on with preferential trade access. So, a lot going on with the Trump administration. Some of it is aimed at boosting the US economy. Some of it is aimed at deregulating business, which is very, very helpful. Making it easier to do business is always beneficial for most economies. But there is an element of what Trump is doing that could easily spill over into a global trade war, or at least a regional trade war. And I don't think anybody wins out of that. And creating supply shocks in the world would be incredibly unhelpful. We saw that during the COVID crisis, just how disruptive a supply shock can be. And implementing 25% duties on a range of items would effectively be the same thing as a supply shock. So we'll continue to evaluate. We update it once a week in our weekly publication. But at this stage, I think it would be helpful for everyone if some of the noise were to settle down and we get to some sort of normalcy in terms of how we operate in terms of international trade. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.